Greetings, this is James Gill with As You Wish Talk Radio, also simulcasting on Eastern Stargate on YouTube. Hopefully, we'll still be simulcasting on that. You never know. We've been covering some very intriguing topics that sometimes get you booted off the air, but we'll see what happens. We'll keep going. The way I see it is I've got my plane going down in flames right at the headquarters. So I will not quit. You know, we will not stop bringing out the truth no matter what, you know. So if I go down in flames, so be it. I'm fine with that. We have a lot of other venues out there which we're exploring. So anyway, we've had so many things happen. We'll talk about that in the show. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, this insane election nonsense going on and things like that, but just the latest of what's going on. But we've got, it's so funny, I don't have your full name. I think it's, wait a second. Okay, a little computer glitch. All right, we've got Jeff on the show today. And so we previously had Jeff on the show in May of this year, and he continues to be attuned to the ancient wisdom traditions through his organization, Retooling the World. During these weird times when the people are waking up and out of the matrix, it seems that the old ancient truths are becoming even more relevant to those with eyes to see and ears to hear. And there's so much going on. So Jeff, I want to welcome you to the show. Welcome to As You Wish Talk Radio and East City Stargate.
Lovely to see you again, James. The world is coming apart at the seams, it seems.
Boy, it sure is. It sure is. It's unbelievable. There's, on a technology basis, from my understanding, the internet's just going down around the world, and, you know, and the Russians are blaming it on Americans, and Americans are blaming it on the Chinese, and the Chinese is blaming both of us. And it seems to be a something much bigger. And I know the Schumann resonance just spiked hard last night. And I was kind of a little out of sorts with the energy. I was really cooking, you know, feeling a lot of energy come through. I'm curious about what your take is on what do you think is happening on that scale. And I'm wondering, you're talking about retooling the world. It seems like the old technologies are just not going to function much longer, and we have to bring something new in.
Yeah, well, I also think, and as you well know, I think there's technologies that have yet to be disclosed to Mother Earth that I think will make huge changes. And there's a huge gap going on between what's actually happening and what people want to think is happening. And I don't know, you know, we have to take the efforts, as you just said, we have to take the efforts to reconcile that gap and figure out what next, because technologies, the censorship, all of that stuff is a huge drag, and the truth tellers are being attacked in droves, right?
Yeah. Speaking of technology, I just lost everything, your bio, everything just went gone. So I'm just winging it. But we've got plenty to talk about with all the details, but I'm sure we can go. But a lot of this new technology, I know they've got like a 6G program that's supposedly not harmful to you in any way whatsoever. It's not microwave, it's a whole different frequency. They've got these, you know, new healing technologies, and, you know, these med beds are real. I know they're real because I know very key people, but unfortunately they're in the hands of some people. They're just not releasing it. They're using it, you know, the Illuminati boys have been using them for a while, and it's for their own personal use. But that I think is not going to last too much longer. I'm curious what your take is. I mean, you've probably been exploring a lot of these technologies as well.
Well, I was a technology professor at the University of Calgary for a while, and so I've plugged into some tech things. And I think one of the things that's happening right now is technology is getting closer and closer and closer to being disclosed. And I think the kind of cool technologies that will be disclosed are going to change the world. But I also think it's threatening. It's threatening to the powers that be, because they aren't in control anymore. So I think we're also going through serious cognitive dissonance. We've got people kind of waking up, and it's like waking up out of a nightmare, right?
Yeah. Well, it seems like this matrix is collapsing. the matrix they'd like to keep us in is collapsing. And it's gotten so ridiculous. The foundation of that matrix is so ridiculous that anybody in their right mind, and I do quote right mind, you know, it's got to be questioning this right now. You know, even, I mean, I'm still having people posting hate mail on my Facebook, which I probably won't be on too much longer, but, and other ones about, you know, pro Biden and pro this, pro that. And I don't want to go political, but obviously if you've been paying attention, there's a lot of money that's exchanged hand with hostile governments going into his camp. The election fraud is off the scale. And, and you're talking about cognitive dissonance. There's all the news, everybody is still saying there is no proof, there is no evidence, and and that's their game. And I wonder how long this matrix can continue, because it's all based on lies and deception and a foundation that's just focused on the lust for power and wealth at the expense of humanity and the earth. And I'm wondering how long it's going to take people to break out of that and just go, whoa, wait a second, you know, this, there's something really wrong.
There's a, I think we have the citizen journalist movement, I think is very good in that go round, because people are just, people are calling people on their shit proverbially. And they just get called on it. They say, just a second, there's no riot here. I'm where you're telling me there's a riot, or I'm right here at the ballot boxes watching the fraud go on. And, but I think their modus operandi has always been deny, deny, deny. And now they can't deny when everybody's looking, everybody's watching what's going on, you know?
Yeah, their latest buzzword is plausible deniability. And so they always stay like a couple steps out. You know, they get the reward and the money and everything else, but they have somebody else take the fall. And that's not going to be working much longer anyway, because they have everything. They have all the evidence, and they know exactly who, what went where, who paid what, everything. So it's just a matter of time.
Well, as Corey is wont to say, this isn't going to be a kumbaya moment. You know, I don't think everybody's joining hands. I think people are going to get really upset. And the old phrase, the truth will set you free, but first it's going to piss you off something fierce. And I think there's going to be a lot of upset. And so how do you unwind this upset? How do the white hats, if you will, how do they effectively unwind and disclose in a way that isn't going to turn the world into a riot, you know?
Yeah, that is tricky. I always tell people, I am so glad I'm not president. And people said, you know, James, you're president. And I said, never happen. I will never run for any public office whatsoever. You know, considering what you have to go through and all the competition and mudslinging and everything else, it's just, I'd rather just be doing a little radio show and counseling work and things like that, and just help who I can. But, you know, for you know, the Trump and the guys to hold up under what he's holding up under, to me is just amazing. But, you know, when you see the big picture, you see this is all orchestrated. It's, they incarnated to do this, and they have help beyond people's wildest dreams. And it's not just angels you know, angels with clouds and harps and things, or archangels. You know, it's much more than that. You know, we're talking whole civilizations of very spiritually and technologically advanced beings that are coming in to help right now. So it's just massive. And that's what gives me solace, knowing that what's coming to help liberate the planet versus what they're trying to pull right now. They're in their death throes, basically, you know?
Well, you know, there's something about good people that where they cannot even fathom how bad the bad guys are.
Yeah.
And I think the bad guys have sort of done this. There's no way they'll believe that we're doing what we're doing. So just keep doing it. And I think that, you know, and evil has a way of doing that, because then they can influence good people without the good people even being suspicious. But I think there is a tipping point right now. I think the lights are getting turned on. I think people are looking at all this stuff and they're going, you've got to be kidding me. Like, just these things aren't adding up, you know?
Yeah. Well, they're using the same playbook, you know, the Marxist playbook of accuse everybody else of what you yourself are doing tenfold, you know, to confuse them. You know, they're using the if they catch you doing something, make it so bad they won't believe it, you know, like, and just do something so dark, so evil that nobody will believe it. And that, like you're saying, is the problem. There are a lot of good people here that can't even fathom how dark the leadership has become on this planet and what they've been involved with and for so many years, and how we're at an epoch time right now where we're getting ready to pull out of that, and everything's going to come up. It's going to surface. We're going to see everything for what it is. And a lot of good people are like, you know, the police that looked at the Wiener's laptop and what was on it. I mean, they couldn't sleep, you know, and they're saying they committed suicide. They could have after what they saw. It was so dark and heinous what they saw, but I think they're Arkansided myself, you know, but
a double tap to the head, a suicide. They shot themselves twice.
Yeah. How do you do that? You know, for not to be graphic, but there's a reflex response. If you shoot yourself in the head, the gun goes flying 50 feet, you know. You don't pull the trigger twice. I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way. Exactly. And in the back of the head. That's another good one.
So here's a question for you. How do we bridge the gap between what's happening and those of us who have some semblance of a vision of where we're going? Like, how do we reconcile that? Where do we go with the fact that we're in the middle of this storm, but we're also, there's something happening right now. There's a great wave of goodness and light coming. How do we bridge that gap?
You know, that is a really good question, and I'm not sure if I'm the one to answer that, because at one time I really felt like I had a lot of answers, but now in dealing with some of these people that I've been dealing with, you know, it's like conflict resolution. You know, you got to have some good conflict resolution tools under your belt and stay calm, you know, and I just keep asking questions, you know, and in the question is the information. And let them give me feedback, you know, well, what about this? You know, what about 130,000 ballots showing up overnight after the polls closed, you know? You know, how did that happen? You know, and they have two ways of dealing with it. They can say, that's bullshit, it never happened. Right. Or they will have to stop and think about it. There's only two ways, either denial that it ever happened, or they're gonna have to go. And then you ask them, have you looked into this, you know, and if they say no, then how can you speak from authority? You know, how can you, where's your foundation, you know, your fact base?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I think Kennedy said it really well. So many, too often we enjoy the comfort of the opinion without the discomfort of thought.
Yeah.
Like, none of these people are thinking, really. They're just parroting what they've been told. But they've been hypnotized and programmed to do that.
Yeah.
So you know, the...
Yeah, social engineering at its best. I mean, you can see it now. Before, it was sly. It was kind of sly, and they would slip it in, and they would do what I call MK Ultra techniques. They'd play on your emotions, find out where you're wounded, what you really care about. And then they bring up those issues and they project them on whoever they want to get rid of, you know, and they've been doing that for a long time, you know, and you can see like Russiagate, all that stuff that went down. None of that stuff had any teeth to it. It was, none of it was real. And they're still doing that. They're still trying to blame everything on Russia and tie Trump into it. But you know, you go, okay, they were wrong on this, they're wrong on this, they're wrong. You can go down the list on everything that they accused him of, you know, didn't happen and was proven not to happen. And, you know, he's not a racist. Show me one racist remark that he's made. And do you know anything about his past and how he bridged the gap between everybody, and he affected, he created an economy that, you know, boosted up all the, you know, African-Americans, the Hispanics, everybody, you know, did really well. You know, he's done more for the world than any of the other, you know, 47 years of this other guy. We won't even mention his name, the president reject. You know, but you know, it's like, God, give the guy some credit, you know, that's why I tell people, get your facts straight. You know, what has he done? versus what have they said he's done, you know? And right. when you look at what he's done a hell of a lot for this planet and for the, you know, especially for America. And then you look at the rumors, they ignore all the positive things that have happened and that are physical, mm-hmm. they're right there, you know, in your face.
Yeah.
And they just keep focusing over and over and repeating the same ridiculous scenarios that they know are falsehoods, you know? And I'm wondering how long that could go, how long you can keep repeating, and which is another Hitler program. You just, you know, right. you keep repeating the same lie over and over again, and then everybody believes it, you know? And so you wonder how long can they do that before the people wake up and go, you know, wait a second, you know, none of these other things happened. You know, you've been lying to us all this time. So how can we believe anything you're saying now? And I think that's what has to happen. You know?
Well, I think to give the DF, the dark forces, to give them credit, they're truly evil, but they're also really flippin' smart. And yeah. so, you know, what did they do with all the, what did they do with the social media? I'm sure it happened years ago, is they took it all over, right? Uh-huh. And they, so then when things aren't going their way, they just shut it down and they start to decide who sees what. And I think hopefully we're going to see some new, I think you posted something on your site about there's a new Twitter parlor. There's a variety of alternative ways that would appear to be less corruptible, but yeah. you know, just like the ancients teach about the time, it's called the Kali Yug, when corruption and evil and stuff just blow the place up. And I think I'm we'll see what happens, but I wonder if we get to a place where they so unequivocally know that they're going to lose, that they're going to try to torch the place, burn the place to the ground. I mean, that would be an interesting event, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, can you imagine Mr. B there with his finger on the switch, you know? You know, they'd say, you know, she'd say, somebody say, son of a whatever, and he'd say, oh, flip the switch, and he'd just push it, yeah. you know, yeah. World War III, here we go, you know,
yeah.
So, and that's crazy. I mean, that's a crazy part. I, to me, it's hard to understand how we could elect a president that can't form a sentence and makes up words, and I don't even know what he's saying. Like, I watched Tucker Carlson the other day, and he promised mm-hmm. everybody it's our right to have a from Mukamukta Bumper my shorts. So, yeah. Did you see yeah. that? Yeah.
Yes.
yeah. And it's like, I go, what is that? What is he trying yeah. to say? I don't even know. And, you know, he's all this stuff. And then he says these words, and you go, what is it our right to have? Everybody, it's like a chicken in every pot, but he's going to give us some fictitious thing that nobody knows what it is.
Well, and that's one of the symptoms of a declining civilization is when the populace votes for whoever's going to give them the most stuff. I mean, it all just becomes yeah. about self-serving, right? But I mean, there's a couple things. You have full memory of lots of lifetimes. Has there been a lifetime that you can draw on when you've witnessed either the decline or the dawning of a new age and how it presents itself in terms of the momentum of it? Because just yeah. like an old age dies and a new age has to begin, it's like labor pains wow. and there's a mess up front. But, you know,
I've always felt in all my experience, I think about it, there is an unseen force that kind of resets things almost everywhere throughout the universe. When things get so bad, there's a reset that happens, and it comes in many ways. Usually it's a natural disaster, like a massive volcano goes off or a pole shift or a meteor impact or something like that. But that's kind of historically happens quite a bit. Like in the days of Atlantis and Lemuria, we're doing the same thing. It's really interesting because the Atlanteans, not all of them, but a lot of them, they worshiped the intellect and science, and they started building their science and their weapons and things, and they started moving into power over others. And we have the science so we can control the world, you know. And you really think about it, we're not much different. And the Lemurians were more, they worshiped the unseen God, the creator within all creation, and they saw the creator in everything and everyone. And they're going, hey, you guys, wait a second. You're dividing yourself. You're separating yourself. That's, you know, spiritual ego or just narcissism. How far do you want to go with that? And they're saying, we're all one here. What are you doing? You know, why are you doing this? And I think some souls on the top level of the Atlanteans, unfortunately, they got into from spiritual ego, they went into narcissism, and from there they went into just tyranny. They got taken over by the dark side, and their souls were no longer accessible. You know, they were just, the dark side had them and they were running them. And really we have that same opportunity right now. And I see the same thing. It's the people, the law of one people, or the people that are focused on the creator within all creation, the unseen God in everyone, everything. Those guys are really rising up now and they're saying, hey, we did this before. It didn't work. You can't control and dominate everything. And, you know, we can't take this path because something's going to happen. Because every time you stunt evolution and stop evolution from happening, something comes and resets everything so it can start over. And that's whatever that thing is, whatever you want to call it, nature, you want to call it creator, God, great spirit. You can have a, might be a higher dimensional civilization. It could be a lot of things that could be the perpetrators of this, but that's what I see happening. And I'm really hoping we are ripe for some major earth change. I mean, the sun's going nuts. The Schumann resonance is off the scale. Last night, it just was kicking butt. And the earth is expanding and she's got to bust loose. You know, she's got to release this energy. We're ripe for something to happen. And all this other chaos we're experiencing is adding to that as well. Whenever I see the magnetic fields in the area start to collapse, and the consciousness can do that, whenever your freedom is so diminished and your joy is so diminished and everything else, the fields start collapsing and nature comes in and builds them back up again with a huge storm or hurricane or earthquake or something, you know. So that's kind of where we're heading, and I hope we can avoid that this time around.
I hope. I mean, certainly in retooling, we try to propagate the belief that everything is going to be okay, given enough time. I don't know whether that's delusional or genuine, but I also think there is something when people can get quiet enough, there is something that says deep inside of you that everything's unfolding in some kind of semblance of a divine design. Yeah. And I think there's a kernel in everybody, even the bad guys, if you will, there's a kernel in everybody that really does know that when alignment with the cosmic laws or with the universal laws happens, everything starts to work. And it's a mess, but I hope that part of our efforts, certainly your efforts, are extraordinary. I want to chat a little about how is it that your life is so purposeful, and how is it you've said on many occasions you couldn't not do what you're doing because you're just directed this way. And that's, there are those light bearers that want to be able to contribute in some fashion. And the more we know, the more able we are to make a difference, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's so basic. You know, when, like the other day I was talking to somebody and I said, well, let's apply universal law to what you're doing right now. And I said, you know, does this promote universal peace? You know, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody? Or is this self-centered? You know, is this you looking out for your own hide, you know, or your own whatever, aggrandizement, your own fame, your own fortune, or whatever? How is this in service to humanity, earth? And it's really that simple. It's either aligned with universal law or it's not. And if it's not, there's going to be consequences to that. But what I see with the Illuminati and these other guys, the Dark Heart guys, is that, you know, true, a lot of them are very wounded, and it's I don't want to say a genetic, it's probably genetics involved too, but it's more of a family thing. You know, it's that they've born into these families and they're passing the potato, and they've been severely abused programmed and everything else, that they're special, that they're separate, that they're, and you know, they've gone through ritual abuse and everything else. I do understand that part of it, but at the same time, what they really seek, the bottom line is what they really seek, is they seek, you know, the love and respect of others. Right. And, you know, and how, you know, there's no love or respect in the positions that they hold. There's fame, you know,
right, right.
But there's really no love or respect there. And, yeah. And the real wealth is, I think the real wealth is consciousness and your friends and family and your environment and things like that. And, mm-hmm. you know, if you're destroying your environment, you're surrounded with friends that could care less about you. They just want to take your wealth and your power and everything else. They're going about it in all every wrong way. And the end result is always total collapse, you know, an implosion effect, you know, so.
Exactly.
So I don't know when that's going to turn around. You know, I think people need to start really pointing this out. Look, you guys are going about this the whole wrong way. If you want love and joy and bliss, you want to be surrounded with people that love and respect you. You know, if you want to really be a blessing to life, you know, be of service. You know, you can't outserve God, you know. You know, nothing would be if it wasn't for that, whatever you want to call it, you know,
everything exactly.
The same wellspring, the same source. So how do you outserve that? You can't. And the more you serve, the more you create a vacuum for more to come to you. So my life's been a full expression of that. I've lost everything, gave everything away, walked away from it, and everything comes back 10 times. Every time I do that, it comes back 10 times full, and every time I align with my soul purpose and stay aligned with that, that's where the real power comes from, is to be aligned with your own unique soul purpose and creator, you know. So these other programs are running and these journeys they're on are all self-defeating, and until they realize that, I think you know, they'll keep doing it until it doesn't work, until people don't support it anymore.
So do you think, given your how your life is playing out, do you think that you were predestined for this, or did you consciously make choices as you were wandering through this life that brought you to where you are right now?
Well, I know that I chose to come here for this time, and I know there's a big plan unfolding. I don't know all the plan. I know even as a child, I was taken before councils and presented and saying, they'd say this and this and this, and they'd get an okay, and then I'd come back, you know. But I don't know I don't remember what was said. I kind of have a gist of it, but so I have an outline, you know, a vague outline of what's going down. But, you know, the bottom line is I'm not special. There's so many people that have incarnated at this time from higher civilizations, and they have agreements they've made, and they have their own unique soul purpose, and a lot of that's aligned with the Star Nations, the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light, the Assyrians, Andromedans, Arcturians, all those guys, you know. There's so many I can't even name them, but they've come in. You know, the best way, there's a prophecy that said God's given its best for these times. And and that's what's going on right now. And these people are being activated. They're awakening. They're looking around them. They're being, you know, yanked out of the matrix. And they're going, wow, I didn't sign up for this. You know, this is not what I wanted to do. It's not what I came to do. There's no love in my life. You know, everybody's competing, everybody's arguing, everybody's fighting. They're going, this is not what I signed up to do. And they're trying to find a way to make that shift, to get out of that old program.
There's sort of a spiritual unrest going on in people who are light bearers, if you will, and they want to do something to change things. And, you know, that's where, I mean, when I was quite young, I just got this phrase of retooling for our coming of age, and where the old ways don't work anymore, and you've got to start practicing some modality that allows whatever genius you have within you to sort of be expressed, right? So what is it? What What is it about you that makes you so well suited for what you do?
I don't want to say I'm special or I'm not really, everybody has that spark within themselves. You know, I came in, I made an agreement. I've done this before. You know, I've been on the ships. I've been captain of some of these ships. I've worked extremely with planetary liberation in other lifetimes and things like that. And so, and I had a lot of help to keep me on track, you know, and a lot of bennies along the way, you know, beings appearing to me and, you know, helping me and things like that. But I was always asking and I was always seeking, you know, the knowledge, wisdom and whatever else. But, you know, I know, you know, I, as many came in for this, we came in to shed a light on what's going on, to point things out to people, how things are not as you think they are, and how to, you know, the planetary liberation process is breaking the social engineering and the matrix that we're under right now, and getting people to realize that, you know, basically they're all gods and goddesses and they don't have to settle for less, you know?
We're working, my fiance and I are working on a program called The Art of Being, because I think a lot of people, and I've heard you say this too, sometimes just being in nature, being in the ocean, not thinking, not doing, just being. And part of our social programming is that everybody seems to think that we need to be doing something all the time, as opposed to just literally standing in the way, standing in the ocean and just being. And, you know, you've said many times about how being out in the garden with your fingers and your hands deep in the dirt and building cabins is a way to God, really.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, and part of waking up the genius within you is exactly what you just said. Every single one of you, every single one on the planet is unique and sovereign, and now's the time that we're doing what we can to empower them. Because you wake everybody up. The DF cannot survive.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, one thing I was saying too, a lot is happening right now, is there are people even within, you know, the spiritual community, the UFO community and everything else that, you know, they've kind of gone astray. They went, you know, they had an experience, they saw a few things, they didn't maintain the humility, and they said, I did that, you know, and then something else happened, I did that. Right. And then pretty soon they start separating themselves as to being special and everything else. And the next thing you know, there's some guru, they change their name and then everybody gives the power away to these people. And now everybody's leaking. They're all batteries and all their energy is leaking out because they're supposed to be making their own personal God connection from within, you know, all wisdom, everything is within. But you know, it's kind of, and I'm seeing so much of that right now out there. And I know people that people just worship the ground they walk on that are sorcerers, and they feed energy and they use that energy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, if you take a look at them, you'll get an extreme backlash, I guarantee you, by whatever they're working with. But we really have to be careful with a lot of that. You know, there is no, you know, the Messiah is within you. You know, there's no Messiah, there's no guru Messiah, if they aren't empowering you to make your own personal connection and have your own personal contact as well with the higher dimensional beings, if it's not bending it in and with personal responsibility, you need to like walk away.
Well, I think astrologically we had the era, the old Piscean era, which was the Christian era, the era of the Catholic Church, and it was this era of believing. But now we're stepping into this Aquarian age where it's an era of knowing.
Exactly.
And you've got this knowingness that each and every one of you is a sovereign god or goddess. And when you turn the lights on brightly enough and they have that, they get that there's something far bigger than their packaging. And but it's also the time of the message. It's no longer the time of the messenger. And when we have messengers like you in the world, pointing out this stuff, but not taking it personally and not looking for to be fawned all over, but promoting a message, that's important. And I think, I mean, it also is really easy for, well, somebody you and I know named Stephen, I won't name his last name, but he, yeah. I think he started very legitimately and very on the right, but then he just, you don't have to corrupt them by a 180 degree turn. You corrupt them by one, just a little bit off. And all of a sudden they're playing for somebody else's agenda. Exactly. And so, you know, we're, you know, united we stand, you know, divided we fall. And I think, you know, that's a super important message, right?
I agree. The whole Messiah thing is especially the UFO Messiah thing and the guru things playing out there very big. And then you look at the people's backgrounds, you go, wait a second. You know, they're hanging out with the, you know, the Clintons, the Podestas, the Illuminati boys, you know, and everything else. And you're saying, okay, well, how can they do that? Hang out with these guys, but then then put on their, I'm here for you. I'm here for humanity and everything else when you have an allegiance to these other people who have been funding you for a while. And, you know, people need to really, you know, look behind the curtain and see how they behave off the podium, off stage, you know, how they treat the people around them. You know, what's their allegiances to? Where's the money coming from? What do they do with the money after it comes in? And we really need to use some discernment about that. And if we don't, we're just going to be led down that controlled narrative, which goes nowhere. A good analogy I make right now, the biggest event is this fuzzy Tic Tac, right? And because these two jets flew and saw this fuzzy Tic Tac and I said, so that's the big event right now. Everybody's focused on that and they have their planned opposition people there to keep that narrative controlled. You know, and we're sitting up here at the ranch and we know we have every ship, every size, every shape, every color. We filmed them. They're landing, they're morphing into four or five back to one again. And people are coming up and having their own experiences. Thousands of witnesses, like probably hundreds of thousands of witnesses right now have come up and seen the ships themselves, you know, and now that nobody can take it away from them. And that's what if you don't think there's a controlled narrative, if you're still focusing on a fuzzy Tic Tac, you're controlled. You know, you're
being I mean, can you actually see what is rather than see what you want to believe or have your beliefs tell you what you're seeing, you know? And I think one of the things that has sort of been presented by the ancient teachings is there are certain times in the evolution of the planet, Lemurian, Atlantean, and now where, you know, it's a kind of a 26,000 year cycle where the higher ups, those who are kindred spirits who are more advanced than us, show up to help. Yeah. And that's another thing where, you know, the old Bible saying, you know, ask and you should be given. Well, if I do think they are showing up to help because our evolution feeds their evolution. Mm-hmm. You know, been here, done that. We came a few years ago and showed it all to you. Now you've forgotten a bit. We're back. Now can we do some more, right?
Yeah, you really think about it. Okay, contact has been going on that we know of before the Egyptians. You know, matter of fact, that's who we were contacting. They're the ancient ancestors that came here from ancient Lyra and other places. And the Pleiadian and Lemurian colonies were actually started by, I mean, Atlantis and Lemuria were just started by the Pleiadians and they kind of had a split off. But, you know, everybody's going, when are they coming? Well, they've always been here. So why are we still saying, when are they coming and put it in the future? They've always been here. So the next question you really should ask is how come I haven't seen them or I haven't contacted them? And if these are very spiritually and technologically advanced beings, then maybe you haven't risen to the occasion. You know, maybe there's no purposeful good in contacting you. You know, where's your personal responsibility in this?
Well, and that also brings us to the place of how is it that you live a life and are in the life in a way that where you are receptive to these advanced beings so they can give you a hand, you know?
Yeah.
And that's when it comes down to what are our personal practices and, you know, what is it that you do daily that continues to keep you connected with all of this?
Exactly. You know, it's all about frequency. That's, you know, people that have an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. You don't need to be a rocket scientist. You don't need to be enlightened. You just be a good person. That's all it takes. And be open to experience, open to experiencing higher dimensions. And if you initiate and ask for it and you do your homework, your prayer and meditation work and things like that, then basically, you know, you can't go wrong. But I see, unfortunately, society, these people that have, you know, multiple PhDs, not everybody, but a lot of them are so locked into their construct and that program, they can't see outside the box. They can't drop into the heart and feel. Yeah. And the intellect is just a drop in the sea of consciousness. The heart, the emotional body is so much bigger. Your spiritual body is just massive, you know, multidimensional. So, but everybody gives all their power to the intellect. I never could figure that out. You know what? It's the intellect is just a drop in the sea of consciousness. How did they become the authority on this planet? You know.
Well, a bunch of the professors that I used to hang out with, we used to have some pretty heated conversations because my observation of the professorial ranks, probably globally, is they're all trying to be the smartest guy in the room. And the intellect, as you just pointed out, is minuscule compared to the other aspects of who we are. And people, we aren't taught that. I mean, part of what's going to need to happen is when the lights get turned off, we're going to have to re-educate people on how to think and how to feel and how to park themselves in that flow of consciousness that empowers them. Because I think we have been brainwashed into zombies. Like, the school system doesn't work. But I also think, I would like to think anyways, that these very advanced civilizations will be instrumental in guiding us into the next level of retooling, of waking up and educating ourselves so that we can be the sovereign gods and goddesses that we are. You know?
Yeah, people ask me about that. You know, who are these beings? And I said, they just have more access to the one mind, you know, whatever you want to call it, the unified field. They're our elder brothers and sisters. Some of them have been around a long, long time. They haven't had to start over as primitives like us due to all the cataclysms. And they're coming back to help. There are some out there that are not in our highest and best good, that the people who are self-serving have aligned themselves with. And, you know, the Illuminati, the other guys, they've aligned themselves with these unseen forces. But overall, most of it's benevolent, most of it's good, most of it's extremely spiritually and technologically advanced. And, you know, they've transcended all cultural boundaries, all religious boundaries. They've transcended war, disease. They have fuelless energy, anti-gravity, canti-gravity. They can jump dimensions. The whole universe is their playground. So people go, well, what's in it for us? You know, what good having contact? And I go, well, think about that. what would happen if you could sit down and have a conversation with these guys and they could show you a couple of things, you know?
Exactly.
It'd be a quantum leap in evolution, you know, you couldn't, and in a positive direction, you know, so why not? And that, I think that's why there is such a controlled narrative, because the enslavers and the tyrants and the people want to keep the narrative all controlled. They don't want people to be free. They don't want people to be awake. They don't want people to be healed. You know, they don't want, they're capitalizing. They're the war and disease profiteers. They don't want peace. You know, they want to keep everything else going. And that's where people need to realize, stop being brainwashed by these guys and living in fear and, you know, start communicating with your fellow person, no matter what color they are. You know, that these beings are colorblind. You know, they sense your soul and your character. They know what you're all about. You know,
right.
Some of them are blue, some of them are green, some of them are a variety of different colors. Some of them have fur, you know, some.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of diversity out there. So you can't go by outer appearances anymore. You have to develop your own inner sensitivity so you can sense who they are and what their agenda is.
Well, also in the subtle nature in which they interact with you. I mean, it isn't like they knock on your front door, kick down the door and sit you down and bitch slap you into compliance with being good. Yeah. I mean, you have to get quiet, and you have to, there's an interesting observation I've had that the likes of you and I in this time, we had a before where we kind of did wake up to the matrix. We're in the middle of this transition period. But I think the future, many, many, many who have written about it, I think the future is going to be so spectacular when everybody gets with the program. And when those who are the enslavers are sort of taken out. And I think the possibility of planet Earth entering into this new golden age, I think is real. It's been talked about, it's been discussed, it's been, and it may be part of the divine design.
Well, I definitely feel that. I feel that this is a hiccup or a blip in where we're going. And it's part of the process. You know, when you have a huge introduction of higher consciousness and energy, which is what's happening, everything that doesn't align with it, that doesn't resonate with it, is going to come up to the surface. And we're right in the middle of that. We're seeing everything hidden, all the nonsense. It's all coming up. So, something crazy going on outside here. Welcome to Mexico. It's always really noisy. I don't even know what exactly it is, but yeah.
So what practices are you currently doing to keep you connected on a daily level so that you can be in alignment with your soul's purpose?
Well, with me, I meditate a lot. I meditate sometimes 2-3 times a day. I'm doing counseling work a lot during the day, helping others, and which keeps me plugged in. I get out in nature as much as I can. I practice Yigong, a very ancient form of Qigong. And I try to eat right, eat light, and drink a lot of water, and take care of my body the best I can. And, you know, the basics, basically.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that some of this technology, which is going to become available, we're going to be able to elongate people's lives by not a few years, but by potentially centuries.
Yeah.
And yet in the same breath, okay, here's another 75 years, James. Well, if it's 75 years of purposeful living, then that's all good. That's all fine and dandy. But you say to people who live on the planet now, who aren't plugged in, who've yet to wake up, here's another 75 years. And they say, why would I want to have another 75 years of suffering? Right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that so, kind of had two thoughts when you said that. I thought about it, I go, oh God, another 75 years here? I don't know. And then the other part of me goes, well, same thing. Well, you know, if we make this shift and make it through these times, it's going to be awesome. You know, and if my body's in great shape or whatever, fine. You know, I'd love to hang out here and be a part of this transition, you know, but.
Well, I think that's why I think you're a living example of somebody who is partaking in turning the lights on for the transition. Who's kidding who?
Yeah. It's kind of like, I can't, you know, like you were saying before, I've tried to not do this and it never worked. I tried to walk away from it several times and I just couldn't do it. You know, you gotta stay aligned with your own unique soul purpose for being here. If you don't, it just, your whole life just kind of goes to hell, and that's just to get you back on track again.
It's your soul. It's your soul tapping you on the shoulder, saying, "Oi, pay attention." Right?
Yeah. Don't take that turn. Take this turn. You go, oh, they took that turn anyway. Okay. Well, we'll wait until they're done with that, and then we'll get them back on the road again.
Yeah.
You know. So.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that situation, but I've made. I don't know if there is such a thing as a wrong turn. I might have delayed things now and then, but I gained a lot of wisdom from those wrong turns, and now I know what I don't want.
You pointed out something a couple of minutes ago, and that was sometimes you can't look at where you are in your life intellectually. You need to look at it in a far bigger space, right? You know, Steve Jobs did a convocation speech to Stanford years ago, and what he said was, I look back at my life, but you look at it backwards and you start to see how various little chapters of your life contribute to where you go in your life. And so he was saying, I learned calligraphy and I learned all of these things so I could bring it to bear in what I was going to do in the building of apples or of the Apple machine. And that's, you know, what happens is we now have the perspective where you look back in your life and go, I see. I mean, for example, I was in the investment banking business, but I was in it on the front end to be greedy and make a lot of money. But on the back end, it was to be witness to the greed and the corruptibility of mankind. So on the other end of it, you can kind of look at it and go, wow, people are easily corrupted. And greed is something that is incredibly insidious. And man, is it used a lot. And yeah. So it's, you know.
I like there's a saying, you know, there's three kinds of people that fall victim to flattery every time, you know, and men, women, and children. So that's one of the things you got to watch out for that. And then the other thing is that lust for power and wealth and fame, you know, those three things are always going to be pulling on you and trying to take you down. And the only thing that keeps you out of that is to stay humble and stay in service and realize that you're not separate from any one thing, any person, any place, or anything. And then that brings you back to basics again. And to have absolutely no desire to have power over others. I mean, that you have to get rid of, because that's not power. You know, power.
Well, and I think a purposeful life is to be able to empower people to find out who they are and how they best express it. And, you know, the recipe that many of my teachers have sort of put forward is study, figure out stuff, meditate, get quiet enough to listen, and serve, be of service. And there's only 1,000 ways to be of service, right?
Yeah, I mean, we are totally manipulated with the first three chakras, you know, survival, sex, and power. And people are using sex to get power, they're using power to get sex, and then they're all intertwined and mixed up, and that's social media and everything, and it's all keeping us fear, you know, in the base chakra, all that stuff. And until we can break out of that and bring all the chakras into alignment and have the source flowing through each chakra, you know, in balance, that's when we get it. And I think what we're seeing now is we're seeing the tools of the dark arts are failing and people are starting to figure it out. And they're realizing, hey, this isn't happiness, this isn't love, this isn't joy, this isn't what I signed up for. And they're finally breaking out of the matrix, you know, that survival, sex, and power matrix that they own, you know, they own that and control that. I just got a message from Robert. We just have a couple minutes left. What's the best way to get in contact with you with some of the projects that you're working on?
Well, the website is retoolingtheworld.com, and I'm on a YouTube channel as well, although I think we're going to need to leave that soon, right?
Yeah.
Called Retooling the World. And right, we teach, we also have a weekly class called the Joy Class, which teaches about it's kind of like a modern day mystery school. Mm-hmm. And so retoolingtheworld.com. And, you know, sharing the ancient wisdoms. And I think the ancient wisdoms are from these very, very advanced civilizations. They've just presented it in a way that's, one, timeless. Truth never goes out of style. And two, it's self, bigger self, empowering. And that's, you know, I'm with you. I could not do what I'm doing because it just feels so right. And it's the only thing to do right now because it's a crucial time in the history of the world and the planet, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm looking at it right now, and the matrix, the tyrants, the controllers of the matrix and everything else, they're scared, man. Their system is crashing. It's being seen for what it is. And they're freaking out and they're getting more aggressive and more controlling and more you know, and they're pulling every trick out of the book, you know, shaming you. How dare you think this way? And this, you know, and it's amazing what they're pulling out now. And, you know, they don't have any ammo left. I mean, they're kind of done. And now people are just going, this sucks. This feels terrible. I don't want to listen to this person anymore. And they're rising frequency wise, and they don't want those lower frequencies in their fields anymore. So it's just a matter of time that these people implode, you know, and collapse on themselves. And, you know, that I feel like one of my jobs is just to point out to people that, you know, you're in the matrix, you know, and this is what the matrix is. And this is how you get out of it, you know, basically. Yeah. I know you're doing a lot of work along the same lines.
Well, I think one of the things that I trust will not happen, but I suspect will, is that when everybody does start to wake up, they'll get very, very angry, which just feeds them back into the matrix, as opposed to get really proactive in changing things for the better.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as Corey has said, and I said at the front of the end of the program, it's not going to be a kumbaya moment, right?
Yeah. I always tell people it's not about, you know, eating goji berries and tying yourself into a pretzel and focusing on just one program. You know, it's about being, you know, acknowledged. Enlightenment means to be in knowledge of all of it, the whole enchilada, all sides, the dark side, the light side, everything, and your own shadow side, and healing that.
Yeah.
And the more you heal that, the more the matrix doesn't have a hold on you, and the more you can step out of it and see it for what it is. But I just got the signal where out of time, unfortunately. So I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. It's been awesome as usual. And we'll have you back on again real soon.
All right, James, thank you very much. Enjoy the warmth and the sun in Mexico. And I'm very honored to be of service in this divine plan with the likes of you. Thank you for who you are and what you do and how good you are at doing it.
Just got to do your best. That's all. It doesn't matter what you do. Just do your best. Well, anyway, we got to sign off now. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and East Eddie Stargate on YouTube for now. And keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and step out of the matrix. It's not good for you or anybody else. Good night.